Jija
Sawal Kiyeja.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid. Safari Kid is a preschool and after school program with many, many, many locations in the Bay Area. More information about them can be found at safarikidusa.com. Safarikidusa.com. In fact, not very long ago, the website was safarikidca.com because most of their branches were in the Bay Area, but now they have branches in Virginia, and so they've called it's now Safari Kid USA, and they're growing really fast. And guess what? Because they have branches all over the world in places like Hong Kong and Dubai and China, pretty soon I think the website might change to safarikidworld.com. But for the moment, it's safarikidusa.com. So that's where you need to go to check out the preschool and after school programs. I think some of our kids today may be part of the Safari Kid family as well. We'll find out. Also, I want to give you some information about Safari Kid Mauri. Safari Kid Mauri is actually located in the New Park Mall complex next to where the old Toys R Us used to be. They started a preschool program in the morning. The preschool program was so popular, they've had to open an afternoon batch as well, afternoon batch of the preschool from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. They just don't want to take too many kids in the morning batch so that the teachers can have more one-on-one time with the kids. And that's actually the philosophy of Safari Kid. In fact, that's why it's not Safari Kids, it's actually Safari Kid. Because what they believe is that each child learns at his or her own speed, and education should be tailored to the individual's own abilities and talents. Okay, so the Safari Kid Mauri afternoon preschool program runs from 12:30 to 3:30. They are located at 5700 New Park Mall Road, Newark, California. And the afternoon program, actually, to encourage people to take advantage of the afternoon program, they have $50 off the regular fee from the morning for the afternoon program. So do make sure that you check them out. Their phone number is 510-304-0567, 510-304-0567, or you can go visit them and find out more about the Safari Kid program at safarikidusa.com. Also, our own show has a Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. If you haven't already gone and liked us on Facebook, please do so. We put up the names of the listener question winners and the regular winners and pictures of all our contestants. And that's pretty much all we do, other than just informing you of upcoming shows. So no spam, no junk, just basic information about the show. But your like gives us an encouragement to keep going on. I also want to remind parents, if you're still looking for entries for our musical showcase. Now, I remember that when I was gone 1 week, when I was in India, we had an email write-in. And we got tons and tons of emails from parents from kids who wanted to participate in our listener question challenge. I know that you can get to us through email. I know when you're motivated by that $5 gift certificate, you absolutely send in all the entries. So I'm reaching out to you, parents. Please do write to us and send us your child's musical performances. I know many of your kids are participating in some kind of musical education, whether it's instrumental, vocal, Hindustani, classical, Western, or just Bollywood, if they love to sing pop songs, Bollywood or Western. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com is our email. And that's the way to reach us for anything to do with the show, whether it is contributing to our musical showcase, or whether if it's participation on the show, or writing to us when we need a write-in from you if you've won a listener prize. Okay, so that's all the time we have for our housekeeping. So now let's meet our kids today. Our contestants today are fifth graders. Am I right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. And our first contestant is a returning contestant. Her name is Mamta. Mamta, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
So Mamta, tell me what you've been doing the last week. Have you been sorting up for Common Core? Have you started studying already?
Yes, we already started studying for Common Core.
Okay, you have to speak into the mic. And you are a Safari Kid? Kid?
Yes.
A Safari Kid. You're a Safari Kid. So do they have Common Core preparation at Safari Kid?
Yes, they do.
What do they do? How do you do it?
They give us a pack, they give us a book on a separate piece of paper, like on a Scantron. We write down the answers, and then we get it back, and then it's already corrected.
Oh, okay. So what subjects have you been practicing?
I've been doing math. The other one is English, but I didn't start it yet.
Okay. So do you feel more confident? Because I know my daughter is very nervous about Common Core this year because she had a lot of trouble answering questions. Is it a time test? Because I think that was a thing that kids are a little scared about. No, not timed yet.
It's not timed.
It's not timed yet. Okay. No, she was worried that she didn't do really well last year when we had the practice Common Core, and this year it's going to be the real one. So, how do you do essay practice as well, or you haven't started that yet? Because I believe in Common Core there are a lot of essays, right? Essay type questions?
No.
Not yet. Okay. I think you'll get to it at some point in time. So, welcome back to the show, Mamta. You had fun on the last show. So, you're
yes.
back? Good. Awesome. It's good to have you here. Our next contestant is a new contestant. His name is Jayan. Jayan, tell us a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in? What school are you?
Grade. I'm in Warwick.
Warwick Elementary. Okay. And what do you do for fun after school?
Go to after school.
Go to after school? And what do you do in after school?
Do homework.
Oh, come on. What's the fun part of it? Into the mic.
Chess.
Chess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your is that the thing you do for fun? Hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Chess and board games.
And board games.
With
what board games do you like?
So I don't like Blockus and Kerplunk.
Oh, nice. Those are fun. Those are a lot of fun. If you haven't checked it out, guys, Blockus and Kerplunk are really fun games. So do check them out. And I love to hear somebody who's still playing board games, huh? Michael, who's playing board games anymore? I wish everybody, every kid, every adult would play some board games. So that would be cool.
My sister plays games.
Oh, if all three of our contestants today play board games. Yay, yay for mommies and daddies who are making them play board games or giving them the opportunity.
No.
My parents don't make me. We just play.
I know. I mean, they've provided you the opportunity for you to play. So that's fantastic. And I'm glad you're doing that. So Jayanth, welcome to the show. Jayanth has listened to a few of the past shows, so he knows how it works. But we did also do a little bit of practice before the show began. And our last contestant today is Arith, right?
Yeah.
What does your name mean?
It means praise. Not the kind of praying to God, but that people worship me or something.
Well, I'm sure your parents are really happy to have you. Arith, that's a really pretty name. Welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm in fifth grade. I go to a Forest Park Elementary School. And
okay.
I like to my favorite sport is basketball. And
is that what you do after school? Have fun?
No, not after school. I do it like after my after school.
After school. Well, you know, yes. After school, you're probably finishing homework and stuff, right?
Yeah,
everybody. How is the homework in fifth grade? Is it really a lot?
No.
Only on Thursdays.
Only on Thursdays.
Tuesdays.
And you guys are all friends?
Well, technically.
Yeah.
Both of us are friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you know each other since you're in Warwick and he's in...
After school
at Safari Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, you're all Safari Kid?
Yeah.
Same Safari Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, Newark. Okay. So Newark. Oh, perfect. No, Newark is the one next to the Chipotle.
Yeah.
Okay, that one. Okay, so today the Safari Kid that we were talking about, which has a new afternoon batch, is the one in Mauri. It's also based in Newark, but it's called the Safari Kid Mauri because it's right off Mauri in the mall. Right outside the mall, actually. All right, are you guys ready to begin today's contest?
Yes.
Okay, let's go over the rules one more time quickly. We have three categories, 10 questions each. The first person who buzzes has to answer the question. They get either +5 for a correct answer or -5 for a wrong one or passing. Once they, if they are not able to answer, the question passes to the next person in an anti-clockwise direction. This way. In the studio, and the next person has an option to either answer or say pass. If they answer and get it right, they get 5 points. If they answer and get it wrong, it's -5. And if they pass, no penalty for passing for the second person. That's about it. At the end of every category, we have a listener question that's open only to our listeners. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Our first category today is fifth grade spelling bee. Fifth grade spelling bee. They are. They all have papers and pens. Is your pen working? Working pens?
Yeah.
Yes, working pens.
All working.
All working. Everybody at home, we're actually going to have two rounds where you might need a paper and pencil. So please go ahead and grab that so you can play along with our contestants. Our first word. Oh, let me do a quick buzzer check. Make sure everybody's buzzers are working. Mamta? Ah, see? Wait. Let me make sure I've turned it on. Yeah. I have not turned it on. See, this is why we do a buzzer check. There we go. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working. We are ready. We are ready with our quiz questions. We're ready with our points. And the kids are ready to play.
Wait, no, I'm not ready.
You're not ready. Okay, grab your pen. All right. Now, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody. Remember that once you buzz, you have 5 seconds to answer the question.
Okay.
Number one. Word number one. Murmur. Murmur. He was murmuring to me. He was murmur.
M-U-R-M-U-R.
Very good. 10 points to Jayant. Question number two. Beckon. Beckon. Yes.
B-E-C-K-O-N.
That is correct. Guys, you don't have to write it down. If you think you know it, you can just buzz and then start answering. Okay, question number three. Recession. Quickly writing it down. Recession. How about you guys at home? Are you doing that?
R-E-S-E-S-S-I-O-N.
Ding. Minus five. Question passes to Arit.
R.
You can say pass or you can answer.
Pass.
Mamta?
R-E-S-E-S-S-I-O-N.
That's exactly what he said. So you owe me minus five now. That is not correct. The correct answer is R-E-C-E-S-S-I-O-N. All right. Ready for the next one? Chlorophyll.
C-H-L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L.
Awesome. That was really good. Well done. Question number five. Technique. Yes.
T-E-C-H-I-N-I-Q-E.
You said so many times, this is not a spelling bee, so I'm going to give you another chance because you still have a second left. Start again.
T-E-C-H-I-N-U-I-E.
You owe me minus 10 now. Question passes to Jayant. Awesome. 5 points. Good job.
Five?
Yes. When it passes, past question always gets 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number six. Separate.
S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E.
Oh, ho. Spelling champ. Good job. Question number seven. Ready? Grammar.
G-R-A-M-M-A-R.
Awesome. 10 points. Arit begins his account. Question number eight. Entrepreneur.
E-N-T-P-R-E-N-U-E-R.
Nope. Minus five. Question. Give me your coin. Here you go. And question passes to Mamta.
Pass.
E-N-T-R-E. Entrepreneur. P-R-E. N-E-U-R. I know that was difficult. Absolutely difficult. Question number nine. Commission.
C-O-M-I-S-S-I-O-N.
Not correct. Minus 15.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pass.
C-O-M-M-I-S-I-O-N.
Nope.
I still have
14. C-O-M-M-I-S-S-I-O-N. The two M's and two S's.
But I didn't.
You didn't want to take a chance? Two S's. Commission.
Two S's, two M's.
Two M's and two S's. Two I's. Two O's. Question number 10. Conscience. Conscience. Nobody wants to take a chance. Go for it.
C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E.
Awesome. Well done. That was good. All right. And with that, we come to the end of our fifth grade spelling bee. Everybody got really rattled in that one. But I think that, yeah, you're leading. It's still very early days. So we are going to go on to our listener question. Listener question, call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Obviously, I'm not going to give you a spelling question. I'm going to give you a little riddle instead. And you can, there can be multiple correct answers. So be as creative as you want. Question, this is the listener question for our first category. What cannot run or walk, although it has 3 feet? What cannot run or walk, although it has 3 feet? A call-in number, 510-770-1550. Yeah, let's go to our first caller. Nope. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rebecca, and I think the answer is a stool.
Is a stool? What's your name again?
Ritika.
Ritika. Yes, oh, Ritika.
Ritika.
Thank you, Ritika. Hi, you're on the air.
I know. Hi, my name is Mayank, and the answer is a three-legged stool.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a yard.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is a yardstick.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eshna, and I think the answer is a milking stool.
Wow, that's very specific. Thank you, Eshna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is a yardstick.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is a three-legged stool.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer...
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is a camera stand.
Oh, a tripod. Well, thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sathvik, and the answer is a tripod.
Thank you, Sathvik, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is a stool.
Thank you, Rahul. Rahul was the last caller for our first question. This time it will be Arit's turn to pick the winner from all the correct answers. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our listener question and who, or how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Jieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Mamta, Jayant and Arith. We just finished our first round, which was a spelling round. And the kids did pretty well considering the words were actually quite hard. They were quite hard. They did quite well. We'll go and take a look at their scores, but before that, we have to find out what was the first listener question and what was the answer to that and who won that. Our first listener question was, what cannot run or walk, although it has 3 feet? As I mentioned, this has many answers, and they're all correct. A stool usually has 3 feet, that's correct. A tripod has 3 feet, and that's correct too. And a yardstick has 3 feet, and that's correct as well. So from all the correct answers, Arith has picked the winner. Arith, who's the winner of our first listener question?
Mayank.
Mayank. Wow. Beginner's luck, Mayank. Awesome. So write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, I want you to write today's date, March 7th, and that first listener question, and in the body, the listener question and the answer. And also some contact information for yourself. Now, quick note about listener questions. Last week, we have 3 listener winners, but we only heard from 2 of you, Pooja and Gaurav. The third winner knows who he is. He has not replied yet. I'm sorry, but if you forgot to send us this thing, we are not going to be giving out a prize anymore because it makes it very, very difficult for Miss Anu to keep track. I also want to mention congratulations to Miss Anu. She got a full-time job, and that keeps her very busy now. So if you want your prizes for your listener question, we need to hear from you by tomorrow evening. That is by Sunday evening. If we don't hear from you by Sunday evening, I'm afraid we will not be able to give out the prize because it just makes it too difficult for us to keep track. Now, I know some of you are like busy, you're going out of town, but everybody carries around a smartphone these days with an email app on it. So there is no excuse for not writing to us right away. In fact, by the end of the show, you should have already written to us and said that you want to listen a question. So once again, here's our email address, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And we expect to hear from all the listener winners, if not right away, at least by Sunday evening. Sunday evening is your deadline, and if we hear from you after that, I'm afraid we cannot give out the prizes. I hope you understand why we are doing this. We love to give gifts out, but it just makes it administratively very difficult for us if we don't hear from you till late. Also, there are some people who wrote to us and said they didn't hear back from us about the prize till now. Apologies to them. As I said, Miss Anu has got into a very busy state of work, so she is getting to it quickly. We are going to make sure we streamline this process so that nobody is left behind. But your way of making this easier for us is to just write to us immediately so that we have everything at our disposal on Sunday when she has time to give out the prizes. All right. Now let's take a look at how the kids in the studio are doing. Mamta hasn't begun her account yet. She owes me, I think, minus 15. So she owes me 15 points. Jayant, how many points do you have?
40.
And speak into the mic. And Arith, how many points do you have?
10
points. All right. So our next category is an interesting one. Kids are probably going to need paper and pen for that as well. It's called Complete the Series. Complete the Series. And what we're doing is we're giving the kids a series with a pattern in it. They have to figure out the pattern and then tell me what the next number or letter is going to be. Next number or letter. The numbers have a numerical pattern. The letters are not like that. The letters are going to be just things that happen in sequence, and we have to figure out what they mean and what the next sequence, what the next letter is. Okay, let's try the first one. We'll keep it simple. 1, 3, 9, 27. What is the next number?
81.
Oh my gosh, Jayant is super fast. Well done. We are multiplying by 3. That is the series. All right. Oh, we didn't do a buzzer check. Let's do it now. Mamda? All right. Everybody's buzzers are working. Oh, stop, stop. All right. Next question. 10, 11, 13, 16.
20.
Did you know that, Mamda? Yep. Just a little. Remember, you have 5 seconds after the buzzer for both Arith and Mamda. So you can, if you think you know, you're getting to the answer, you have 5 seconds to think of it. Question number 3. I didn't mention the pattern for the last one. It is add 1, add 2, add 3, add 4. 10, 11, 13, 16, 20. Question number 3. 1, 4, 9, 16. 1, 4.
23.
Nope, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Mamta. 1, 4, 9, 16. 25. Okay, you owe me 10 points now. Good. It is squares. Square of 1, square of 2, square of 3, square of 4, square of 5. Okay, next one. Question number 4. 3, 5, 10, 12, 24. Not that simple. 3, 5, 10, 12, 24.
26.
Awesome. Oh, now account cleared. Mamta, yes, she's down to 0. Did you figure out?
She had 5.
No, 5 for the first one. She had 15, a minus 15 total, and then now she's wiped it off. Awesome. So the pattern here, can you tell me, Mamta?
Add 2 times 2, add 2 times 2.
That is correct. That is the pattern. Okay, question number 5. 100, 50, 52, 26, 28. What's the next number?
14.
14, yes. Here you go. Good job. All right, last question in our number series. 2, 5, 10, 17, 26, 37. 2, 5, 10, 17, 26, 37.
50.
50, very good. That is correct. It is 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. That is a difference, increasing difference. All right, now we come to
letters.
Yes, does everybody need another sheet of paper?
No, we have a bag.
Okay, all right. M, T, W, T, F, S. M, T. Remember, this is nothing numerical about it. This is a series that we see in the real world. M, T, W, T, F, S. You could also write it as S, M, T, W, T, F. That is, I cannot give you a bigger clue than that. All right. M, T, W, T, F, S. What's the next letter? No, no, don't look for a numerical pattern. It is something that you would see, that something that would be important to you if you were going to school.
S.
What is the pattern?
Days of the week.
Days of the week. That is correct. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well done. That is correct. All right. Next one. R, O, Y, G, B.
I.
What is it?
Colors of the rainbow.
Colors of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv. Correct. All right. Question number 9. J, F, M, A, M, J, J. J, F, M, A, M, J, J. Michael, you got it? Yeah, you got it. Again, a sequence that you see maybe on the calendar. Yes, buzz.
August. I mean A.
A, that's correct. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. All right. Okay, next one. Last one. O, T, T, F, F.
What? Can you repeat it?
Yeah. O, T, T, F, F. The clue is that there is something numerical about it. O, but not in the way you think.
S.
What is it?
Numbers.
Numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very good. That is correct.
My teacher gave this.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why I know it. All of them? No. Okay.
All right. So that was the last question of this round. Now time for our listener question. Listeners, I hope you're having fun with this round. Here's one series for you to complete. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. T, 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 F, F. T, 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 F, F. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Ritika and I think the answer is S.
Thank you, Ritika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Soham and the answer is F.
Oh, just tell me because I can't figure that out. Alphabet is for what?
F.
For?
For family.
F for family. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is, thank God it's Friday. F.
F. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan, and the answer is F.
For?
Family.
Family. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tria, and I think that the answer is F.
For? F for, or what, give me the full, this thing, because I can't figure out what letter you're talking about.
F.
For? S for? S for Sam or F for family? Oh, I got disconnected. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is F.
For? F for family?
Yeah.
F for family, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is F for family.
Okay, F for family. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut and I think that the answer is S for 60.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is F.
For?
Sam.
Family.
Family. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
My name's Oscar.
What's your name again?
I'm Oscar.
How do you spell it? Himakshat.
Yeah.
Himakshat. Wow. Fantastic name. Yes, go ahead. What's your answer?
I think the answer is S, as the first letter of snake.
Snake?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first letter of
snake. Yeah. Got it. All right. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is six, S for 60.
Thank you, Stuti. And Stuti was the last caller for this question. This time the winner is going to be picked by Jayant. And we are going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to see who the listener winner was, as well as how the kids in the studio are doing, and move on with our third round. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're done with two rounds, moving on to the third. But before we do that, let's look at our second listener question. The category was series, complete the series. The letters I gave you were